It's really an honor to be here today to contribute to today's important discussions on the FTC's international role in a world transformed by digital technology. I am particularly excited to begin this session today that focuses on artificial intelligence. We have a truly distinguished panel, some of whom are there, here they come, of experts from around the world who will explore the implications of artificial intelligence at a time when innovative technology calls for innovative thinking about policy and regulation. Today's discussion comes at a critical moment. During the past few years, how people work, play, and learn about the world has been transformed. Industries have been reinvented. New ways to treat diseases emerge almost every day. Driving all this change are groundbreaking technologies like cloud computing that enable us to collect and analyze data at a scale that has never before been possible. But what we have experienced so far is just the beginning. Rapid progress in the field of artificial intelligence has delivered us to the threshold of a new era of computing that will transform every field of human endeavor. Already, almost without us noticing, AI has become an essential part of our day-to-day lives. It powers the apps that help us get from place to place, predict what we might want to buy, and protects us from malware and viruses. This is just a hint of what's possible. Artificial intelligence has the potential to improve productivity, drive economic growth, and help us address some of the most pressing challenges in accessibility, healthcare, sustainability, poverty, and much more. Yet history teaches us that change of this magnitude has always come with deep doubts and uncertainty. I believe that if we are to realize the promise of artificial intelligence, we must acknowledge these doubts and work to build trust. Trust that technology companies are working not just to maximize profits, but to improve people's lives. Trust that we use the personal data we collect safely, responsibly, and respectfully. But as we are learning the hard way in the technology industry, trust is fragile. In the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal and the spectacle of tech industry executives being hauled before Congress to answer for their business practices, people wonder if technology and technology companies can be trusted. The truth is that technology is neither inherently good nor bad. Cloud computing and artificial intelligence are just tools that people can use to be more productive and effective, basically the equivalent of the first industrial revolution's steam engine. But it is also true that because technology has never been more powerful, the potential impact, both positive and negative, has never been greater. So where does trust come from? It begins when companies like Microsoft, that are at the forefront of the digital revolution, acknowledge that in this time of sweeping change, we must consider the impact of our work on individuals, businesses, and societies. Today, we must ask ourselves not just what computers can do, but what they should do. This means that there may be times when we have to be willing to decide that there are things that they should not do as well. To guide us as we weigh these decisions at Microsoft, we have adopted 6 ethical principles for our work on artificial intelligence. It starts with transparency and accountability. We know that trust requires clear information about how AI systems work, coupled with accountability for the people and companies who develop them. We believe strongly in the principles of fairness, which means AI must treat everyone with dignity and respect and without bias. Our 4th principle encompasses reliability and safety, particularly when AI makes decisions that affect people. We also are strongly committed to the principles of privacy and security for people's personal information. And we believe that AI solutions should be built using inclusive design practices that reflect the full range of experiences of all who might use them. Now, while these principles are at the center of every decision we make about artificial intelligence research and development, we also know that the issues at stake are simply too large and too important to be left solely to the private sector. Trust also requires a new foundation of laws. Here in the United States, right now, one area of the law demands our attention above all others. That area is privacy. Because so much of who we are is expressed digitally, and so much of how we interact with each other and the world is captured and stored in digital form, how people think about privacy has changed. For more than a century, our understanding of this most fundamental human right has been shaped by the definition set forth by the great American legal thinker and father of the FTC, Louis Brandeis, who defined privacy as the right to be let alone. That right will always be important, but by itself, it is no longer sufficient. Now, modern privacy law must embrace two essential realities of life in the digital age. The first is that people expect to use digital tools and technologies to engage freely and safely with each other and with the world. The second is that people expect to be empowered to control how their personal information is used. Whether we protect these two things is one of the critical challenges of our time. What we need is a new generation of privacy policies that embrace engagement and control without sacrificing interoperability or stifling innovation. This is why we were the first company to extend the rights that are at the heart of the European General Protection Regulation. And we extended those to our customers around the world, including the right to know what data is collected, to correct that data, and to delete it or take it somewhere else. And over the last year, we've seen the rise of a global movement to adopt frameworks that enhance consumer control mechanisms modeled on those required by Europe's GDPR. With participants here from India, Kenya, and Brazil, this panel of distinguished guests is a perfect illustration of this important trend. Brazil's General Data Protection Law, which goes into effect a year from now, includes provisions that extend new privacy rights to individuals and mandates new requirements for notification, transparency, and governance for organizations. All of these requirements that will be new in Brazil are tightly aligned with GDPR. In India and Kenya, new privacy laws modeled on GDPR are also currently moving through the legislative process. Here in the United States, the California Consumer Privacy Act includes provisions that give people more control over their data. And Washington State is considering legislation based on consumer rights protected by GDPR as well. As part of Microsoft's commitment to privacy, we offer a dashboard where people can manage their privacy settings. Since May of last year, more than 10 million people around the world have used this tool, with the number growing every day. I think it is telling that while millions of people around the world are using our tool, our data demonstrates that US citizens are the most active in controlling their data. All of this should serve as a wake-up call for U.S. companies and the U.S. government. At Microsoft, we believe it is time for the United States to adopt a new legal framework for access and use of data that reflects our new understanding of the right to privacy. To achieve this, I believe a strong U.S. framework, frankly, a strong privacy framework anywhere in the world, should incorporate four core elements: transparency, through robust standards that include clear and appropriate privacy statements within user experiences, individual empowerment that grants people meaningful control of their data and privacy preferences, corporate responsibility that is built on rigorous assessments that weigh the benefits of processing data against the risk to individuals whose data may be processed, and strong enforcement and rulemaking. And here, that means in the United States, that should be all embedded at the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. While updated privacy laws are essential to building trust, new uses for artificial intelligence are emerging that will require special consideration for their own specific regulations. Facial recognition is a prime example. This technology has shown that it can provide new and positive benefits when used to identify missing children or diagnose diseases. But there is a real risk that there is a real risk which includes the danger that it will reinforce social bias and be used as a surveillance tool that encroaches on individual freedom. This is why Microsoft has called on the U.S. government to regulate facial recognition with a focus on preventing bias, preserving privacy, and prohibiting government surveillance in public places without a court order. It is also one of the reasons we have testified in support of the Washington State Privacy Bill, which includes provisions that address many of these important concerns about facial recognition technology. We need laws that place appropriate guardrails to ensure that companies don't take unfair advantage of individuals or violate people's fundamental rights. That is the essence of trust. We believe that guardrails can be designed in ways that facilitate global interoperability and promote innovation, so we can all work together to continue to harness the potential of the digital revolution to improve people's lives and drive economic growth. This will require a commitment from all of us to engage in ongoing discussions and consultations that span governments and sectors. This means it's essential for the U.S. government and its agencies, including the FTC, to engage in a broad range of discussions with other governments on digital issues, like we are doing with the honored guests here today. Just as important are gatherings like this that will bring people together from around the world to explore policy approaches to new emerging technologies, like artificial intelligence. More than 100 years ago, when Brandeis defined the right to be let alone in his famous law review article, The Right to Privacy, he described with great eloquence the ongoing process by which rights evolve as humanity progresses, and how the law adopts and adapts in response. Political, social, and economic changes entail the recognition of new rights, Brandeis wrote, and the law, in its eternal youth, grows to meet demands of society. Brandeis was moved to write this article because of the impact of photography, mechanical printing presses, and other disruptive new technologies of his time. Today we stand at the beginning of a new era of disruption and change, a time of technology-driven transformation that will require the recognition of new rights and the development of new laws to meet the demands of our societies. It's a task that will ask us to convene in hearings like this one and in forums, meetings, and conferences around the world to grapple openly and honestly with a host of issues that will touch on virtually every aspect of our lives and our businesses. We at Microsoft look forward to being a part of these conversations and to working in close partnership with all of you to make sure that technology moves forward within a framework of respect for human dignity and with the goal of serving the greater good. Thank you.